Psychology Science Minute, brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Kyle Pecora, clinical psychology doctoral student.
What has psychology contributed to formerly deaf persons now being able to hear? In the 1860s, Hermann von Helmholtz, one of the founders of psychology, studied the perception of sound and music. Helmholtz theorized about the precise physiological basis of hearing, arguing that receptors in different physical locations on the basilar membrane, a coiled structure embedded in the inner ear, responds to sound waves of different frequencies. Experiments by Nobel Prize-winning physicist George von Bekesy later confirmed and refined many of von Helmholtz's ideas. 100 years later, psychophysicist S.S. Stevens helped refine Helmholtz's ideas, showing that our auditory system organizes sounds into 24 distinct channels. Their work allowed physiologists to describe the biological basis of hearing so precisely that researchers were able to create a bionic ear. Pioneering scientists in the 1960s gave a few brave deaf patients cochlear implants. Many researchers since, in sciences ranging from physics and engineering to physiology, computer science, telecommunications, and psychology, have all played important roles to refine implants and study ways to help persons learn and adjust to their bionic ears. By 2010, over 200,000 people worldwide have received cochlear implants, allowing better communication, enjoyment, and safety.
That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Kyle Pecora.